This is the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We're online at jeffexchange.org and ijpr.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter at Jeff Exchange. And you can take part in the live portions of our program, like this one, by calling in at 800-838-3760 or sending emails to jx@jeffnet.org. All those years when marijuana was illegal in California, the North Coast got famous for the quality of its illicit cannabis. The Emerald Triangle, centered in Humboldt County, is one of the best places in the world to grow quality pot, it appears. Now that the drug is legal for both medical and recreational uses, Humboldt and lots of other places can grow the stuff with impunity. But Humboldt County is determined to keep and burnish its reputation as a place that makes great grass. The county recently sent out requests for proposals for marketers to take up a campaign for Humboldt County cannabis. Let's hear more. Scott Adair is Humboldt County's Economic Development Director, joining us by phone. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing well. You've got our entire cannabis expert team on the call with you today. It's myself, Scott Adair. I'm the Director of Economic Development for the County of Humboldt, and I'll let my two associates introduce themselves.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Sean Quincy, the Deputy County Administrative Officer for Humboldt County.
Okay.
And I'm Holly Rubio Mills. I'm the Senior Administrative Analyst with the County Administrative Office at Humboldt County. Hi.
Okay, I can barely hear you, Nescali.
I'll scoot in a little bit closer here.
Okay. All right, so we got three people here involved. So, Scott, tell us first off, Humboldt County got a real head start on the rest of the country in growing cannabis, it would appear.
Well, Humboldt County did. For decades, Humboldt County has been essentially what could be the equivalent of the cannabis heartland of America. Back in the 60s and 70s, as most of your listeners probably already know, Humboldt County has been part of the Back to the Earth movement, a grassroots, no pun intended, movement to reconnect with nature and the environment. And that included the cultivation of cannabis.
And so there have been a couple of phases of activity in the past. Can one of you lay those out for us?
Yeah, you know, I think that as we talk about cannabis in Humboldt County and we discuss the marketing RFP that's request for proposal, which was recently released by the county, I think it's important to look at the history of cannabis in the county and what brought us here to this present moment. This RFP for marketing services, which is intended in part to increase supply or demand, I should say, for Humboldt County cannabis, and to also bolster the Humboldt County cannabis industry, comes from an initiative that was passed by our County Board of Supervisors back in March of this year called Project Trellis. And Project Trellis is a three-pronged initiative aimed at supporting the industry and trying to make right some of the wrongs that were incurred and impacted the community through the criminalization of cannabis and through the war on drugs.
All right. So, what are the three prongs, or what then?
So Project Trellis offers three levels of support for the county's cannabis industry. The first tier of the trellis is a microgrant program. The second is an equity program. And then the third is a marketing program. And Project Trellis is funded through an allocation of resources that are derived from Measure S, which is our cannabis excise tax, our cultivation tax.
You mentioned righting the wrongs. I mean, it was illegal. So, I mean, was that, you had to do what you had to do, I suppose. But is there a rethinking of how the county approached that in the past?
Boy, Sean, I think that'd be a good question for you.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when we took on our local equity assessment, we started to look into some of the data about where the arrests were happening and who was getting arrested. And, you know, it's probably no surprise, but we found that often, you know, poor people, people of color, people, minorities were affected most by, you know, disproportionately by the war on drugs in Humboldt County and in a lot of other counties and cities across the state. So just knowing those factors and that it disproportionately affected those populations, that in and of itself, you know, speaks to some wrongs that needed to be righted. And through this equity program and funding that we're drawing down from the state, you know, to the tune of $1.3 million. It's a drop in the bucket, but it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and I think it's important to understand and really give meaningful definition to the war on drugs and the criminalization of cannabis. Because the war on drugs, that term has become somewhat ubiquitous, and it's lost meaning. Humboldt County really was ground zero for the cultural war and the enforcement of cannabis policies, you know, paramilitary operations with you know, armed soldiers, National Guardsmen who were rappelling from helicopters onto farmsteads and torching cannabis crop while mothers hid their children in the homes and fathers attempted to intervene. It truly was a situation that caused a level of trauma. In fact, many residents of Humboldt County today still have a level of post-traumatic stress disorder over the enforcement of you know, cannabis policing through activities like CAMP, which was the campaign against marijuana planting, which was a campaign that occurred in several iterations in the 70s and 80s and also in the 90s, and also Operation Green Sweep, which occurred. And so we come from a cultural perspective as a county where our community and its residents were attempting to leave behind the noise of the living in an urban environment and the traffic and the smog and come back to a rural community and reconnect with nature and began cultivating cannabis because it was a cash crop and it was a way to sustain and support their families and their community.
We're talking about marketing cannabis in Humboldt County with requests for proposal now out in the world for marketers to come and help play up the quality of Humboldt County cannabis. Scott Adair is the County Economic Development Director, Sean Quincy, Deputy County Administrative Officer, Neftali Rubio-Mills, Senior Administrative Analyst. Join the conversation on the exchange, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So what are we looking at here? What are some of the components of the marketing program you're seeking within these proposals?
So as part of Project Trellis, the county is seeking qualified candidates to submit proposals and recommendations for the collective branding and marketing of Humboldt County cannabis. The most end users, not even users of the plant are familiar with Humboldt as being synonymous with cannabis. In fact, prior to legalization in other states, like Colorado, for example, more than 50% of all cannabis consumed in the United States was coming from the Emerald Triangle region, which you referenced earlier. And as we move forward, Humboldt is looking ahead and one, trying to lead and be innovative, but two, to try to understand where its place will be in the industry in the future as cannabis is being commodified, and as it becomes legal, large corporations, some of them international, who have they're well funded, they have resources, are able to enter into the market, and it's difficult for boutique and sort of back to the earth operators and cultivators to compete. So we want to use this opportunity through this marketing RFP to try to not just protect the Humboldt brand, but to help carve out a place for Humboldt County in the cannabis industry in the future. And I think that to some degree that will be through innovation and through some of the science behind the study of the plant, through education, and also through the cultivation of a boutique or smaller type product.
So this goes way beyond just the advertising. We're talking about a bunch of different components here. I have to believe, Scott, there's been a bunch of brainstorming already and discussing of ways to maximize the dollar impact of cannabis on Humboldt County. Are there some ideas already being implemented across producers, across agencies?
You know, the county has been working to develop partnerships with other stakeholders. There are other organizations within the county who have been engaged in the marketing of Humboldt County cannabis, like our Southern Humboldt Business and Visitors Bureau, for example. We have other trade alliances within the county, like the Humboldt County Growers Alliance, and we've also been working with cultivators directly. There seems to be a collective need for and a collaborative understanding that a joint marketing initiative is something that needs to occur. If it would be more difficult for, you know, all the individual unique cultivators who exist within the county to market independently, which could create some conflicting branding messaging. But you know, we as a county, as we're looking to market this product, and it's not just about marketing cannabis, it's also about marketing Humboldt County and Humboldt County's role in cannabis and our cultural history in defining what cannabis means in this country. It's often that we will have pilgrimages, if you will, you know, who will, you know, come, you know, pilgrims will come to Humboldt looking to identify, you know, learn and understand best practices and learn from the cultivators. We're already looked to as somewhat of an expert, and a subject matter expert, I guess, within the industry. And we want to make sure that we preserve that standing.
Humboldt County Cannabis, the topic here on The Exchange. We're talking with Scott Adair, Sean Quincy, and Neftali Rubio Mills from Humboldt County. Somebody was about to speak up there a second ago?
Yeah, you know, there are a couple other efforts that the county's done to kind of help support and really bolster the industry when it comes to marketing specifically. Our agricultural commissioner's office a couple years ago began a stamp program. Mm-hmm. That, you know, puts a tamper-proof stamp on cannabis products that says that, you know, this product was grown in Humboldt County. And that was a requirement of our permitting process. So if people cultivated here and they produced cannabis, they had to put this stamp on there. And when it went out to market, people could verify that it went to Humboldt County, was from Humboldt County. We've also... our state senator, Mike McGuire, also sponsored legislation that was just signed by the governor, I believe yesterday, that requires if you put a county's name on your cannabis product, it has to have been grown in that county. So, you know, when cannabis was legalized for recreational use in 2016, I believe, we saw imposters coming and putting products to market that had the Humboldt County name on it and weren't from Humboldt. So we supported that legislation, and it just went over the finish line yesterday. So that was a really great thing for us to see. Our planning and building folks, and like I said, our agricultural commissioner's office have been really leaders around the state when it comes to permitting, working with state agencies, water agencies to really push the cultivators to get permitted and, you know, abide by all the state and local requirements and make sure that they are really healthy stewards of the land. And even our sheriff's office has been a really strong proponent to make sure that
People who are in the permit process are not getting punished, and making sure that the bad actors are, that law enforcement is going after those bad actors. So it's really been a strong approach from the county, all of our agencies, and we've really seen a strong response from the industry too.
So the marketing approach then is not obviously not just this is great stuff to smoke, but it's also that this is a place that that has a lot of expertise in growing this, knows what it's doing. Is the goal primarily then to increase market share of sales? How big is the element of canna tourism in here?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. There are several key performance indicators that we will be tracking and metrics that we will be following as we gauge the effectiveness of this marketing campaign in increase in demand for Humboldt County grown cannabis is one. Canna tourism being another. You look at Napa County and the tourism industry that has the robust tourism industry, I should say, built up around its wine production. Although, from what I understand, Napa only produces, I've heard, as low as 4, as high as 7% of all the wine in the country, and yet it's synonymous with wine. We'll be looking at canna tourism. We'll be looking at education. We relied heavily upon our educational partners in the county through Humboldt State University, the California Center for Rural Policy, and also the Humboldt Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research out of Humboldt State University, were critical and key in putting together the equity assessment that they've actually been working on for years, but just recently came together, which served as sort of our framework or our foundation for creating this program.
Right. Out in August of this year, I noticed, and it is online and available for reading. Got a little less than a minute left here, Scott. I noticed the deadline for proposals is November 30th. There's a conference call today with organizations that might submit proposals. So do you have a bunch, and how much is the county going to spend on this?
We do have a bunch. The response has been significant. We're very excited about the number of organizations, not just local or regional, but across the country, who responded to the with an intent to provide a proposal under this RFP program. The budget is, we have a 10% diversion from the overall Measure S cultivation tax that's collected by the county, and then of that 10%, 60% is set aside for marketing. So it varies depending on the amount of excise tax revenue that the county okay. is collecting. But it, at this point, I think as of this year, we're looking at about $500,000 for the marketing this year, and then we expect that to grow in future years.
Okay, more to come. Scott Adair, Sean Quincy, Neftali Rubio-Mills from Humboldt County. Thank you all for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange. That's the hour.